We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Outback Wilderness, find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And now,
Edelman is impersonating you again. He did it this time on Inside the NFL. Have you seen his impression of you, and what grade would you give it?
Yeah, no, I missed it.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Is there anybody who does a good Bill Belichick impression?
Yeah, I don't know. I could certainly do one of him, too. So.
I'd like to hear that. You're not going to do it.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Before you go, though, I did want to ask, we have Ty Law on this show every Tuesday, and he told us this week how he got his nickname from Mr. Kraft. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it would be great if you could confirm or deny it.
I'm going to leave that one to Ty and Robert. I'll stick the coaching on that one.
Fail!
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
What passengers described was a rough landing on the airfield at Logan Airport.
You're hearing, brace, brace, stay down, head down, stay down, head down. Oh, terrifying.
Yeah, no.
That's what we say back here when Wiggy starts asking Bill a question.
I'm working on it, Ken.
That's what they say at Stats when the sliders come out and Wiggy's there.
Well, Grace, I found a great... I found down.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Would you want to go to space?
Nah.
Legit.
Now that you can?
Nah, there's nothing up there for me. What am I going up there for?
Oh, would you want to go, Courtney?
No, I have no interest in going to space.
What about, think about a destination wedding in space.
Yeah, no, still no.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Remains as the greatest mistake in the history of Boston. It was a better idea to do the big dig. It was a better idea to put Mutt with Callahan in the morning.
Oh.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Is he scared of the end zone?
Exactly. What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Razor filling in for Wiggy. Big shoes or big lips to fill. Wiggy talks a lot on the show, Andrew, as you know. So you got to fill in this morning.
He does, and I'll try and get to half of what the words that come out of his mouth.
Thankfully, he is not here after what Curtis discovered about Cam Newton and Mac Jones yesterday.
By the way, wouldn't it be Courtney that has those massive injected Danielle lips to fill?
I don't know that Courtney has Botoxed her lips into the next century
First of all, you don't Botox your lips.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
oh,
you can, I guess, put Botox around your lips, but you usually put filler into your lips.
Okay.
It's not Botox.
Have you filled your lips?
I've had a little things put in, but not even a bit, actually.
Mm. It goes away, too, right?
Yeah, it dissolves.
Yeah. Danielle, nice lips.
I found...
Right away.
First drop of the day for you, Razor.
Yeah, there we go. I knew it.
I found it difficult during my pre-show meeting with Courtney to get any work talk in because she is absolutely obsessed with the details on the $6.5 million Cape Cod wedding at Chatham Bars Inn that we were talking about on Friday. She would not talk about anything related to work whatsoever.
She didn't even say hi to me. She literally, did you hear about this wedding?
Well, because Greg brought it up last week, and I said, I have no idea how you can spend over $6 million on a wedding after looking at the videos and photos. It makes sense. It was absolutely stunning. You get married at one of the most beautiful hotels in the country, and you build your own structures. You don't even use any of the rooms there.
Yeah, no, they basically went to the most expensive luxury resort in New England and didn't use any of the luxury resort.
Yeah.
They built their own luxury resort at the luxury resort.
In the flowers, yes. Everything about it was incredible, top notch. They took over the hotel, paid for all of the employees not to work, and brought in their own staff. That's what I heard. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
How are the seats?
Beautiful, like okay. Everything about it.
They were the Brookstone massage chairs that you see at the mall.
All right. Well, anyway, welcome to your show. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you cannot listen to the show at any time this morning on the radio, for whatever reason, you can stream it at weei.com or you can download the Odyssey app, and that'll take you a couple minutes, and then you can take this show wherever you go today. And should you choose to, you can watch this program anytime during the morning on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We will get to today's leads in about 20 minutes or so, around 6:30. And then the dumbest of the day at around 7:30. It is a Ty Tuesday, and Ty Law will join us at 8:30 with his thoughts on NFL week number 2. So Ty Law coming up later on this morning.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
And it's also a Lou's Day, and that means that Lou Merlone will join us to talk baseball at around 9 on today's show. Right now, though, Ken Laird and what is trending first thing this morning.
Exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Greg, trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Start your day with a healthy breakfast. Now through Thursday, you can purchase a dozen large Lucerne eggs, only 97 cents when you click on the digital coupon limit to Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And it will be a big Red Sox night. You headed to the suite tonight? Mets in town. This is the stretch run, baby.
Yeah. No, I think I'll save the suite tickets for those who really enjoy the game of baseball. Maybe time for me to stay away from Fenway at this point because of the jinx scenario. Oh,
good,
okay?
Good point there. Very good point there. Well, the Red Sox were idle yesterday. The Yankees did win. They beat Texas at home. Blue Jays lost in Tampa, though, so the Red Sox lead for the top wild card. Game and a half over the Jays, over your Jays, Razor. Mm-hmm. 2 over New York. Tampa, by the way, won their 93rd. And they had their 22-year-old rookie Shane Baz with his Major League debut, their magic number to clinch an AL East title for the second straight year, down to 5. Mets tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Erod versus Marcus Stroman, we think. And maybe Christian Arroyo back off the COVID list, so that's good. He's missed almost a month there. No update yet on Garrett Whitlock, who left the Orioles game with pec tightness. And a lot of Red Sox news. Tristan Cass is promoted from their AA affiliate to AAA Worcester for the final 2 weeks of the year. Top prospect of the Sox. Last night on Monday Night Football, Packers trailed 17-14 at the half, but they did bounce back to beat the Lions. So is Aaron Rodgers back, Greg? Is he back? 35-17 the final.
I was surprised yesterday, we talked about it briefly, but surprised that Boomer has them as a Super Bowl-bound team based on when it comes to the family situation being a little disgruntled out there. But I don't know. Maybe this is his year, Aaron Rodgers.
Did you see his post-game press conference where he was saying, like, you guys all like to talk BS?
Trolls.
He literally threw the first game of the season just so he could have that press conference last night and pee-pee slap everybody. Like, it feels like he does these things on purpose.
I mean, does he have a mirror in his house? I mean, he sat there for an hour airing all of his dirty laundry at the first press conference. Who did that? That wasn't the media. That was Aaron Rodgers.
What do you call it when a dude has resting bee face? Is it resting?
Tom Brady. God, I am rooting for Rodgers. Openly rooting for him. He's our only hope.
Ken every break says, I can't wait. I pray to God that Tom gets popped for cheating.
Oh, he's already been popped for cheating.
What?
Tom has
Mr. Flake.
He has lip fillers, right?
Oh, for sure.
Whoever does Tom's skin is very well done.
Really?
Very well done.
I feel like Tom Brady's godson. I think he's like Jesus.
Forget about Tom. It's about Mac Jones, and he made an appearance on Maloney and Fourier yesterday. The big criticism this week, despite the win, Greg, has been, is the offense too safe?
Mm-hmm.
Effers asked Mac about that.
No. I think just each week I've only been here for the preseason games and for the two games we played, and we've had a good plan. And obviously Josh does a really good job preparing all of us, and we have a plan for what the defense is going to give us. And we don't, overplan or anything like that to expect what they might do or what we think they're going to do. And we just kind of stick to what we do.
Stick to what we do. Take, what the defense gives them. So is that what the defense has been giving them, just short stuff?
I like that answer, and I, Wiggy made this into a big, giant deal yesterday because he's obsessed with Cam Newton. I don't know if you heard any of the show yesterday or not, Razor, but I personally believe that Josh Daniels has a plan to bring Mac Jones along week to week to week, and he doesn't need to air it out and complicate it until he and Bill decide that they need to do that. So they in their mind, they haven't had to do that yet. We're 2 weeks into the guy's rookie season as a quarterback.
Yep.
What's wrong with bringing him along slowly?
And I think you just combined Josh McDaniels with Jack Daniels when you said Josh Daniels.
Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels.
And NBC Sports Boston had a great graphic yesterday comparing Mac to Brady in their first two starts. Mac is blowing him out of the water. Brady had 58% completion percentage, way fewer yards. So they're on the
Hall
of
Fame.
Yeah, put him in the Hall. I say it's the new goat. Peter King with Gresham Keefe today. Ben Volen in for a couple hours with Maloney and Fourier on this Tuesday. Ty Law with us, and that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Off today, vacation day. I believe he's doing something with one of the kids, I think he said. Is that what he said yesterday, Wiggy?
Yes, a little about Varsity Blues and the scandal. And
I don't think he's been apprehended yet when it comes to that. I think he's going to get away with it.
I could see him sitting on the couch watching Varsity Blues right now.
Andrew Raycroft filling in, and we are going to get to today's leads momentarily, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on today's show. There is an incidence of baby shower gift rage in the news from Pennsylvania that we will get to coming up at 7:45. And it's a Tie Tuesday, which means that Ty Law will join us at around 8:30 on this morning show.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
Yeah, let me get that right. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. Great show as always. So I think that part of the reason that the game has been a little conservative with Mac, I think they're holding back some stuff that they don't want to show. Obviously, the big game coming up against the Buccaneers. And I don't think they want to expose everything on Mac, you know, to be watched on film. And I honestly, because I've always said all along, this is nothing more than Belichick wants to. It's to beat Tom Brady with a rookie quarterback. I mean, that's like a Super Bowl to him, basically. And a lot of people feel that way. I, for one, I really don't care who wins on this game because I still love Tom Brady. He gave us 6 championships. I love the New England Patriots. So, to me, let the better team win. But I think they're holding back on purpose. I think they're doing this on purpose for some reason.
But do you believe it is specifically for Week 4 or no?
I believe for Week 4 and going forward as well. I think they're being cautious. They're letting the kid, learning really the way, which I think what they're doing is actually pretty smart. What they're doing, and they'll kind of hold him back a little bit. Look what happened with Wilson the other day.
David, I love you. There's no chance in hell that the New England Patriots are holding back elements of the game plan so that Tom Brady is caught off guard a week from Sunday. Bill Belichick has one goal, to get more wins than Shula. That's it. And he knows that every loss reflects poorly upon him. And the only way he's going to change the narrative is not by winning in some big upset in Week 4. It's by getting this team to the playoffs and contending for another Super Bowl.
Get it wherever you can.
He's not looking at Week 4 as a Super Bowl for him. There's a little bit of
that game holds more weight than any other game during the regular season for him.
I don't think it does.
Oh.
I think it's the soap opera that you want to believe in. And it's just, I mean, the guy yesterday on this program, when asked about Tom Brady playing till he was 50, could not have been more complimentary about
Tom. He does that
with
every quarterback leading up to a game with them.
All I heard was that he didn't give Tom Brady any love when Tom Brady was here.
Because he wasn't playing against Tom Brady.
Okay, he's playing against him in a week and a half. Tom Brady said this week that he can see himself playing till he's 50. Can you see a guy playing that position at that age in the NFL?
I'm sure Tom would know better than anybody, so... If anybody could do it, it's probably him.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
There's going to be a lot of throat clearing like that come Week 4. The lead-up, the couple days after. Win or lose, he's going to be throat clearing a lot with the questions that are coming his way that week.
Is that not as pure a compliment as one can give to the great Tom Brady?
Yeah, he's not going to kneel down and kiss his feet. He's just not. He believes that he made Tom Brady number one. I mean, that's his deep down belief. So he's going to compliment him up to a point, and that'll be it. I don't. There's no way he's thinking about what's happening this week for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
No,
I mean
no.
They're not rolling out flea flickers and Statue of Liberty plays and all these crazy things that they have and just roll them out only for Tampa Bay. Right. That's not happening. He's going to be a little more fired up when the game starts. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. He's going to want to go over and shake his hand after the game winning and not losing. Mm-hmm. However, to Curtis's point, he's not going to sell the rest of the season away just for Week 4.
In Bill's mind, and maybe even in Tom's mind, I think it's more likely that in Tom's mind, this Week 4 battle says a lot about the two of them and who was most responsible for the dynasty. But in Bill's mind, I don't think that particular game says anything to him at all about who was more responsible.
So you think it holds more weight in Tom Brady's mind than in Bill Belichick's?
Yeah.
I do too.
Tom Brady's definitely holding things back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
yeah.
firing around what? Five touchdowns a week, yeah. but he's got seven plays right now that he can't wait to embarrass the Patriots.
But Brady's been winning and Bill has not been.
No, he still has the complex. He still has the complex.
You don't think Tom Brady is salivating over coming back here to the region that he hates?
I think
and finally getting some respect and winning that football game. Like, he's the one who's obsessed with it, not Bill Belichick. To Bill Belichick, it's a regular season football game.
And it's always the protege that has more invested in overtaking the mentor. So it's like Theo and Larry Lucchino. It was much more important for Theo to leave Larry Lucchino's shadow and take over the Cubs and win a World Series on his own. It's not as important for a guy like Lucchino or Belichick, who have already accomplished everything you can accomplish in the game. It's always the guy that's looking to get ahead of the guy that people perceive to have created you.
But if Belichick goes in with a rookie quarterback and wins that game, it's like that is probably one of the greatest moments maybe of his career.
No, it's not.
Yes, I think for a lot of people,
sorry,
that would be a wild, wild, wild moment. Okay. Nobody thinks that he is going to win.
So he wins that game, and then they go They go 9-8, and
no,
they don't
I'm
make
not
the
saying,
playoffs. You're telling me that he looks at that like, well, successful season.
No,
I went in with Mac Jones, and I beat
say
Tom
that.
Brady.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that I think he holds this game with more weight than any other game this regular season.
I just don't. The man doesn't operate that way. He just doesn't.
Yeah, I think to the media he doesn't.
Yeah,
still human.
Maybe.
And just the logistical element of this. After two decades together, is there really anything that Belichick is going to create that Tom hasn't seen? I mean, they created game plans for 20 years in every big game. They play the Colts twice. Got to get something fresh the second time around. I mean, I would find it very hard to believe that there's going to be something within Belichick's arsenal that Tom Brady hasn't seen.
Well, but defense-wise, Bill may be able to scheme something. Don't you think if he could do something?
Do you think we should get the interview sponsored by Ricola?
He has a little bit of an allergy situation going on, I think. All right. Anyway, more on that later. Right now, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Ken, that song right there is called Lunatic Fringe.
Nice.
And the band is Pink Floyd, I believe.
Nope. I did this for Razor, Toronto band.
Oh, yeah, it is a Canadian band. Lunatic Fringe, we all know you're out there. What's the name of the band?
The band is Red Rider.
Red Rider, yes.
Oh, no, not no. a liar.
Which also Love featured them. Tom Cochran, the guy who did
well,
the
I know Tom
song.
Cochran.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
Tom
yeah.
Cochran.
That was his original band.
Yes.
This was a hit. This was a hit.
It is. I know the song. I didn't know Tom Cochran.
Yeah, it was a hit. It was definitely a hit. All right, well, I get half credit on that one, right, for getting the title of the song?
Pretty good.
Okay, all right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about driving a brand-new 2021 Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event, which is going on right now. You can learn more when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Don't know if anybody's discussed this yet, Greg, but Tom Brady is back in New England in 12 days. Specifically, I would like to focus on this passing record. Curtis brought this up yesterday. He's the first person I heard about this to point this out. He's 500 yards shy right now of the all-time Drew Brees passing record, 80,358 yards. He's going to break that here. I think we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. The thing that's interesting to me is what the Patriots should do in the game, if anything. And I say nothing, zero. I mean, he breaks the record. They're obviously going to discuss it on the broadcast. Pardon me, on the broadcast. I'm getting choked up. They were way over the top when Brees broke the record in 2018. Joe Tessitore was on ESPN, and they were gushing about what a hero he was to the city of New Orleans. Here's a little bit of that audio.
And in this city, where when he first came here, they desperately needed a hero.
I mean, they laid it on thick. It was, like, unbelievable. But for the Patriots, You can't stop, even no matter what he did for this town. Forget about the Benedict Arnold departure. It's about honoring the team, not players. So it's a bad look for Bill to stop the game, or the Patriots and Kraft to stop the game in any sense,
right,
and honor an individual player when what Bill is trying to build here is a team without the guy who chose to leave and all about his ego. So are we all in agreement? When he breaks the record, which I have no doubts that he will here, nothing. You just keep the game going.
Yes.
Nothing on the Jumbotron, nothing at all.
Yes. You could give him some kind of a fruit basket after the game that he could take home or something. I don't think you interrupt the football game for that.
Oh, you Thank guys you. Are crazy.
No way.
NBC Sunday Night Football is going to have a ticker in the upper left part of the screen counting down the yards that Brady has, because they want to keep everybody invested nationally in that game because it might be a blowout. And so once Brady gets that record, they're going to stop the game. And Kraft is going to be standing up on his high chair applauding, and then they go right back.
Are they going to roll out the kids and Giselle and everybody, too, just like Drew Brees?
No way.
That was
awful.
I've actually heard that Kraft has invited Bridget Moynihan to the owner's suite. So.
That's perfect.
All
right.
Sharknado.
Do that. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing this in honor of my good friend Wiggy, who I love deeply. Yesterday we talked about Mac and Cam Newton, if there's been some sort of a revisionist history about how great Mac is compared to Cam last year. Excuse me, we're all sick. So I finally subscribed to PFF, which was a total waste of money, but for this morning it works. The grades.
Your dad paid it anyway. Why do you
that's
care?
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, it gets deducted from my inheritance. So Cam Newton, first two games last year, grade one, 70.7, week two, 84.4. Mac Jones, week one, 76.6, week two, 58.6. Through two games, Cam Newton absolutely had a better start to the season last year than Mac Jones had this year.
Ooh.
Due to empirical, inarguable data that I have no idea what it means.
Oh, I saw that one.
Thank God he's not here for this.
I know. I figured if I did it today, he couldn't do it tomorrow.
I thought he was going to show up because you texted in the group message. I thought he was going to show up today just for the leads.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Well, I mean, Cam Newton is still available should we want to get him back here. I mean, it's not too late.
It's not over yet. There's still a chance.
He'll be in the suite in week four.
He could be week four starter still.
All right, Curtis. Interesting. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. During Peyton and Eli's Monday Night Football broadcast, Peyton Manning had something very interesting to say when it came to the Patriots' success. And it had to do with the away team's locker rooms. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I felt like the Packers were listening to Eli, you and I, our conversation on Friday about we got to come out and run the ball. I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back in the day.
Did y'all? I remember we played the Patriots in that second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have like cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers like in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged. I know it's got a hot mic in there. We're in the shower. Very strange to see seven guys hanging out back there in the shower, but take all precautions out there.
I mean, that is pretty interesting to throw shots like that.
That is a scurrilous allegation that has been directed at the New England Patriots, suggesting that they were bugging the away team locker room.
At there needs to be an investigation into this, isn't there? I mean, a Wells report, too.
Yes.
We're going to have someone in studio at 8:30 who had a little bit to do with the paranoia there, because I think Peyton Manning thought Ty Law played for the Colts. He threw to him so much in the AFC Championship.
But isn't it great that any time that the Patriots have had success, it's like there always has to be a reason behind it. It's not just that they play well. It's not that they're just coached well. It's that they have to have some type of advantage that no other team has. They have to do some type of cheating to get there.
It's Belichick derangement syndrome.
But it's also fear.
There's no way that they were bugging the opposing team's locker room, is there?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah, no. I mean,
this was the Red Auerbach effect.
They allegedly stole playbooks from the opposing locker room. Why would they stop there?
I mean, there's places in these buildings. There's in the NHL. There's places that you're like that was weird.
Really?
There's certainly boardrooms. There's situations where I've heard of agents talk about that's odd that they know those things about those players. And so there's definitely, I wouldn't put it past anybody to have bugs in opposite. I mean, why not? I mean, it's a pretty good advantage if you had them in there.
I mean, if you leave your playbook, why wouldn't you take it? That's stupid.
Right. But you're saying that, I mean, you said why not because it's illegal to record the conversations of others.
We're talking about pro sports. It's
not
you're going to, yes, you know, yes, the Gestapo for the next 15 years of your life. I mean, illegal is, it's always a moving target at this point. So if you could, all I'm saying is locker rooms are pretty big places to put a hot mic in with the technology they have is possible.
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half.
Jeez, imagine listening to Zoe.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Very interesting from Peyton Manning. Razor?
Well, week two, NFL, lots of talk. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs coming up quickly, but the Boston Bruins and the NHL are starting up in 2 days, and I would take this opportunity of my soapbox lead. Yes, here we go. I like that. To point out that the crew is coming in 2 days, and they were 100% vaccinated. Don Sweeney came out with the news yesterday. The entire team, the entire organization is vaccinated, so fortunately we'll have one professional team here in Boston that we won't have to talk about who's vaccinated, who isn't, and they will be traveling across the border to Canada with no issues.
And why would you guess when it comes to NHL players, they've responded in different ways when you look at them compared to the NFL or to Major League Baseball? I mean, the Red Sox, I don't think the Red Sox are still at the 85% threshold when it comes to vaccinated players.
Well, I think first hockey players are all dumb lemmings and we'd be willing to jump off the cliff for whatever it takes. But on a serious note, I think more so than anything, we talked about it last time I was here, the NHL came down with the mandate that if you get COVID, you will not get paid if you're not vaccinated. So, I mean, money talks at the end of the day. The other issue is you don't even need to get COVID in the NHL because you're traveling to Canada. You can't go to Canada if you're not vaccinated as a professional athlete or a professional hockey player. Therefore, you'd miss 3 or 4 days of real money.
All right.
But 100% vaccinated, the Boston Bruins.
Thank you, Razor. Speaking of vaccinations, there was a lot of concern yesterday for Chris Rock after he tweeted the following. Hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated. I thought it was an interesting tweet because the message is go get vaccinated so you don't get COVID because you don't want to get COVID. Then I learned that there's an odd situation going on here, which is that Chris Rock has already been vaccinated, Curtis.
Yeah.
So what is his message? Go get vaccinated and then you will
have lesser symptoms. He's saying
he didn't say he had lesser symptoms. He said, you don't trust me. You don't want this.
But that's what science is saying. If you're vaccinated, you have lesser symptoms. So he's saying he feels crappy while being vaccinated, having COVID. So you don't want this. So go get vaccinated so that you don't have something worse.
Was this a promoted tweet? Did it have like that little promoted by Moderna underneath it or something like that?
It had a little Fauci face in the corner, a Fauci emoji shaking his head in the corner. I just don't understand it. I mean, if he's saying, if his message was, hey guys, I got COVID and thankfully because I got vaccinated, the symptoms weren't that bad, go get vaccinated. Right. But that's not his message.
Yeah, his wording was poor.
I think his wording was accurate. I think his wording was, I got the COVID really bad and I was vaccinated. So somebody please WTF me on what the deal is here.
Oh, you think that's what he was saying? I think his wording was poor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wording was poor.
Does anybody else?
I think he was trying to be a role model or something.
It's a shot at the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which he has called the food stamps of vaccines.
I see.
So maybe he's shaming that particular one.
I see. All right. Maybe it's just another Hollywood person who would like to speak for you and make your decisions for you. Is that possibly what it is?
That's my angle.
What was
for
going
sure.
on with the Emmys the other night? I didn't watch it, but they had like a 500.
Of course, you watched it.
They had 500 Hollywood people in there. No social distancing and no masks whatsoever. I thought the Hollywood people were the ones who were handling the science for the rest of the country.
Yeah, first it was Peloton, and now it's the Emmys, no masks. I mean, COVID's over. It's over.
It's over?
Please
Is
don't
it over?
Tell right. me what to do,
Did
Hollywood.
Did you have to be vaccinated to go to the Emmys?
I have no idea. I
still
wasn't
need
invited,
to wear masks, though.
So I have no idea. All right. Well, those are the leads this morning. If you'd like to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com. Or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are. And you can also politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
Patriots QB Matt Jones on Merloni and Fourier as he chats about a win over the Jets.
It's tight coverage in the NFL, and you just have to continue to find ways to get our playmakers the ball because we have great skill players, good running back, good tight end, and good receivers. So there isn't a reason to not give them the ball. It starts with me, and they'll make plays and run the routes they're supposed to run. So they've done a good job, and I can do better.
Matt Jones joins Merloni and Fourier every Patriots Monday. This is WEEI. Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bossman Laird, 21st night of September. That will be tonight, right?
That was Coco's choice.
Oh, what?
Very early this morning.
Yep. All right. Not only is it the 21st of September, but sadly, the last full day of summer. Tomorrow, autumn arrives.
Oh, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm so ready.
I'm not ready. We had a miserable summer. It rained the entire summer.
It's time to put the flip-flops away.
No, I don't put the flip-flops away until the snow flies. Did you see the dragging that I took over wearing flip-flops and jeans? I'm doing it again today. If I could get my leg up, I would show you.
Wow. Oh, you're giving away that for free on the Twitch stream? Whoa.
I should keep that on OnlyFans?
Yes. Yeah. You charge for that.
Do you have an issue with it, Razor? The flip-flops and jeans, you're probably a flip-flops and jeans guy.
It's kind of a Canadiana thing, I suppose. I'm not too opposed to it. I did it more often than I do it now. I must admit that it's kind of out of my repertoire at this point.
Yeah.
I go shoes a little bit more often than I used to, but no, I'm okay with it.
Don't you think if you're wearing flip-flops, you need to get a pedicure, though? You need to take care of your feet?
Well, you have to clean them up anyways. I mean, you can't just let it go.
That's Greg's issue.
Mm-hmm.
No man should be getting pedicures.
But you also can't push it either. You don't want to be the guy wearing flip-flops in January in Boston. No, like, that always kind of aggravates.
It's like the hardo shorts in the winter guy.
You know, there's nothing worse than going to a hockey arena and this hardo's got shorts on in January. Like, what are you doing?
Come on, hardo.
Greg, by the way, did you wear shoes to your lunch meeting yesterday?
I did. Yes, I did.
I love that shot of the new sports bar.
That place is great. Yeah. Brand new sports bar in the new Omni Hotel in the Seaport, which is called the Sporting Club. Hmm. And fantastic array of televisions. And unfortunately, I was cajoled into ordering the French dip when I really wanted to have a salad yesterday. I don't know.
Funny, twisted that arm.
I was told that I had to have the French dip sandwich, and I wanted to have a salad. I don't know how that happens. I don't know what happened.
If your flip-flops were on, you would have had the salad.
Yeah, you're right. All right, coming up, it's a tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us at 8:30. Andrew Raycroft filling in for Wiggy today. Heads up for Thursday, Red Sox front office report on Thursday with Chaim Bloom, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. So that will happen Thursday at 9. I guess since you're here, I will ask you about Zdeno Chara, who has just signed a deal with the Islanders. Would you guess that he wants to play as long as Tom Brady wants to play? How old is he? 40?
They're going. Yeah, he's 40. They're going one for one.
Are they both 44?
Yes. Yeah, he's trying to keep up to Tom. He does not look like Tom. He does not have as much filler in his face as Tom does. Uh-huh. He's golfed. Yeah, that's where he started. So Zdeno Chara started with the Islanders. He's gone back to where it started, and it'll be interesting. I don't know how you could be at that age and get through an 82-game season with travel and anything else. So it'll be interesting to see how much he actually plays, how much of an impact he has. But he will be back in the Garden for another tribute video that we all love so much when these players come back. Well, so he'll do it again this season.
This is why you should do nothing to honor Tom Brady when he comes to Gillette Stadium week 4, because the guy is going to play for another 4 or 5 or 6 years, so you have plenty of time left to honor him. You don't have to do anything.
First time back, I think you should.
No, I don't think you should do anything at all to make that day special
for
Tom
Brady. He's
done
nothing for the region. I say just screw him.
This is Todd from Cambridge. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Hey, the reason that the Bruins all got vaccinated was because when they play the Islanders, they all want to go eat out at Carmine's.
Nail on the head there, Todd. Perfect.
It's interesting to me, though. You say it's just because the NHL, when it came to their protocol, which is that you don't get vaccinated, you don't get paid, they did it the right way, and maybe Major League Baseball didn't do it the right way.
Yeah, but one has a powerful union, one doesn't.
Well, that there's part of that for sure. I think the salary cap and the listen, the players are more willing in hockey to go with the flow, quote unquote. And I think that the reality is, listen, they want to play. And that's the other thing, too. Guys just want to play.
That's the difference between hockey guys and baseball guys.
Yes. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. They want to play. They're not going to be the one. And they also don't want to stand out. There is still a culture in hockey where you don't want to be the one guy that puts the team in the news. You don't want to be that guy, and you're taught that at a very young age. There's no divas to the same extent as other sports in hockey. So these guys don't want to be the one guy who can't go to Canada, who's going to be the big story all training camp because you're not vaccinated. And that's, I think, a lot of it as well, is that you don't want to be the one guy that singles yourself out.
So Bruins return to camp in 2 days and they're 100% vaccinated, and the whole organization is 100% vaccinated.
Yes, and that's also NHL put that in place as well. Any of the trainers, coaches, they all have to be vaccinated. No one within the team, around the team, cannot be vaccinated and be a part of the organization. So yes, everybody, I know that for a fact. I saw the trainers the other day. Everybody's good to go. So it's Don Sweeney came out, 100% vaccination. There will be no need to go on and on about the Bruins and their vaccination.
It probably helps them too as they get ready for media availability, everything like that. It's not a storyline anymore. So nobody's going to have to ask them. Nobody's going to have to bring it up throughout the season. That makes it so much easier, especially for the PR department for Bruins.
Well, it's not going to come up when somebody gets COVID.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be, you're saying once they get COVID, what if they do go through a season where nobody does?
Well, that would be
like
great.
They're not starting on the foot. First practice, first media availability for Patriots and Red Sox. That was the sole question.
It was the first question for Cam Newton.
Correct.
It wasn't the first question for the Red Sox. It still hasn't been asked, I don't think, by anybody at the Globe of the Boston Red Sox.
Well, who asked Chris Sale?
Yes. Well, there was no full investigation on why Chris Sale was unvaccinated and doing great damage to his potential life going forward.
I know Spaz really got a great clip of that yesterday that we played. Was excellent. It was very illuminating.
Hey, were you vaccinated or not? No, in the past. So
last time you were here, Razor, in August, I dared to try to get some hockey talk going, and I was dragged by the content purveyors who listen to this program and saying hockey talk in August. So I will ask you, what are your expectations for this Bruins team?
My expectations are high still for this Bruins team. I think they brought in quite a few guys up front for depth. They've brought in the best goaltender that was available on the market with Tuukka Rask not being here. I think Linus Allmark will be more than capable of doing a really good job. Charlie McAvoy takes another step. Brandon Carlo healthy. This team is built again for the playoffs. They're in a very tough division. They're going to have at least three other teams that make the playoffs. They're probably going to be a five team playoff division, and so that will make things a little bit more difficult. But my expectations are exactly where they were the last few years with this team, top four or five team in the league.
The only issue is really Krejci being gone and whether or not Charlie Coyle can step up in that role, right?
That's the major issue. That's the major question mark going into camp. Who's going to be that second line guy? Will a young guy step up and fill that role? Will it be by committee? Will it be Taylor Hall's line? That's for me, that's where I'm going. I think that turns into goes from David Krejci's line to Taylor Hall's line. I think he drives it from the wing, and the center guy can rotate in and out. The other question mark that still relates to Krejci is whenever Patrice Bergeron was out of the lineup, Krejci would go in, and that line would almost get more offensive, that first line with Krejci, Pastrnak, Marchand. I don't see Patrice Bergeron playing 82 full games. Mm. You know, he's getting older. He's going to need rest. He's going to need time. Olympic break this year, so that means the NHL season's more condensed. Patrice is going to be going to the Olympics, so that's more games for him. Who's the guy who goes into that first line when Patrice is out? Because Krejci would always step into that role, and that would not miss a beat. Now, you really lose that depth because of Krejci out in that first line position. If Patrice is out and Krejci is out, then it looks a little bit different. So I still have high expectations. I think guys are going to figure a way to step into that role. I like the new guys, and I like the team.
And you think Carlo will be healthy, and there's no risk there?
Well, there's certainly risk, and history tells us he hasn't been able to stay healthy. But when he has, when the Bruins went to the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, he was as good of a defenseman in that playoff run as any. He shut down the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round, their high offense team. I think that as you get older in the NHL, the more injuries, and listen, a couple of these were really freak. And I think Brandon will put himself in better situations at times, will figure out ways to get around it, and I think he's up for a big year.
And I know with Krejci, I know he's shut it down, saying that he wouldn't return to the Bruins, but even at the Bruins golf tournament the other day where they were all golfing, I saw Sophia posting, you know, there are still rumors flying, people still talking like there is a possibility he could come back.
Yeah,
like play half the season over there and then come back?
I don't
know.
I'm so confused because I've seen so many different reports back and forth.
So technically the season over there will end in March, let's say. The NHL schedule goes all the way till the end of April this season because of the Olympic break. So there is a window there, but there's waivers involved and where he can go and contract issues. I got to imagine that talk of him coming back is more next season. He goes over there for a year, he plays, hangs out, enjoys his family, and then comes back next season. That's my sense of that opportunity to come back is.
Excuse me, something is going on in the control
room.
There's
a spider, and I am freaking the F out.
Oh, I thought it was the hockey talk that had
Daddy Long Legs?
I thought you were leaving this. I thought you were leaving the radio
spider?
Station.
We're not talking about Brady. How big of a spider is it?
It's massive.
I thought the hockey talk had driven you out of the... Are you all right, Curtis?
Yeah, take a photo.
Look at... What is wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of those exotic...
If you're watching the Twitch stream, we should do play-by-play.
Yeah, if you're watching on the... Look at these two...
This is play-by-play time.
Look at these two grown men cowering in fear over a spider.
Goes in for the tackle. Does he get it?
This is the biggest insect I've ever seen.
I went under the console.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Good thing.
Is it coming in here?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh. So what do you guys think about Brady? Will they celebrate him? Or?
who originally noticed the spider?
Ken.
Oh, okay. So Ken is not only afraid of his shadow, he's afraid of spiders as well.
Ken has exited. Oh,
that's a giant bug.
Did you get it?
Nope, it's gone.
Can you catch and release that thing? I'm asking for Danielle.
We live in squalor.
I would like you to catch and release.
That's
that
a millipede.
Spider.
That's no spider.
It's one of those millipedes.
Yep.
Oh, those things are freaky.
Yep.
We have those in this building. I think because we're in the basement. That's why.
There's a lot of things down here. I would imagine.
Yeah. And stuff we can eat.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be rats. There's a giant rat infestation going on, not only in this city but around Massachusetts, which I think we'll talk about during the news.
We sure will.
We will get to the news in a little bit. And there is a baby shower gift rage issue in the news from Pennsylvania. Also, the I believe the most undisputed list of the greatest chicken nuggets in the world has come out. And so would one want to find the premier chicken nuggets in this country? You will be able to do that when Courtney tells you during the news at 7:45.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Coming up. Coming up next, I believe, thanks to Mac Jones, we now have an explanation when it comes to the Nick Saban D's nuts phenomenon.
Thank God.
So I believe we will get to that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.